That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Grandpappy Spears came over to the Pine Ridge Stock Exchange to buy $200 worth of Jot'em Down store stock. However, before Lum and Abner were aware of this, they unwittingly suggested that Consolidated Bananas Limited was a much better buy, and the result was that Grandpap commissioned them to purchase the stock for him. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellas in the Jot'em Down store still trying to decide what to do with Grandpap's money.
Well, now, Lum, we've got to do something with that money Grandpappy Spears give us. We can't just keep it.
I know we can, but I ain't sure just what to do with it yet.
Well, Grandpap told us what to do with it. Said for us to sell him $200 worth of them Insulated Bananas Limited.
Consolidated Bananas.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know the different kinds of bananas. All I know is that Grandpap said we was in a stock exchange business, so we had to sell him that stock.
Yeah, but we can't sell him what we ain't got. Only stock we got's our, well, the Jot'em Down store stock.
Well, you said something about that you might could call long distance and buy that other stock for him from the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, I know. But somehow or other, I just hate to see that $200 get away from us. What Grandpap ought to do is invest it in our own stock right here in Pine Ridge. He ought to have more hometown pride in the community.
Yeah. All I know is he'll be madder than a wet setting hen if he finds out you ain't did nothing with his money yet.
Yeah, we slipped on the bananas.
I never.
Well, I mean, we slipped up by not buying them for him.
Huh?
Of course, to be honest, the reason I ain't done it is because I want to have another try talking Grandpap into switching over and buying our stock.
Well, sure. I wish we could do that natural, yeah.
We need a big plunger like him. That $200 would give us a good start.
Oh, it would, ain't it?
Other folks hear about him plunging that way, and they'd want to follow suit.
Why, sure. All we sold so far is just that one share of Moe's Moots for $10. And he'd love to sell that back to us.
Well, we sold him two shares to Cedric.
Yeah, but we sold them back to him, though, and lost $20.
Well, don't go into that. I just mentioned that he bought some.
All right. Just kind of figure.
Yeah. Of course, Grandpap ain't going to buy our stock as long as we keep the price quotations on our stock down to 8.
No.
And Mose ain't going to sell his, neither. I know that. Mose would die for if he'd take that $2 loss.
Oh, yeah, that pinch penny.
He'll hang on to that stock, waiting for it to go back up to 10 if he has to live to be 160 to do it. He'd do that.
Is it going to take that long for our stock to go up again?
Oh, no, it'll go up just quick as we sell all them 1,000 shares we had printed up and then take the money and make our store over into a big department store and then start showing some profit.
Well, that's when our stock will go up, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I believe that Mose never missed it so very far at that. I don't think Mose missed it very far at that. He's 60 now and subtract 60 from 160. Let me get a pencil there.
Oh, now, don't start being so pessimistical. We'll get the hang of this stock exchange business in no time at all. We'll learn the ropes if we just wait long enough.
Well, if we don't have to take them ropes and hang ourselves... Wait a minute. Look out there, Lum.
What's the matter?
Grandpappy Spears.
Oh, him. Good.
I know the first thing he'll do is ask how his Consolidated Banana stock's doing. We better get out of here. That's what we better do.
No, wait. I told you I wanted to have a chance to talk him into buying our stock instead.
Yeah, but what are you going to tell him when he asked about them limited bananas?
Oh, I'll just tell him that
You slept on them?
No, I just tell him at the last minute I decided not to sell him that stock because I could see it was going to take a drop.
Oh,
and I can tell him it did drop, and then he'll respect my business judgment and thank me for saving his money, and then he'll listen to me when I advise him to buy our stock.
Well, you know how stubborn-headed he is, Olam. And he loves bananas, too.
Well,
he
what's that got to do with it?
Well, he bought $200 money out with Mr. Acon, so I'll say nothing.
Yeah, howdy, howdy. Well, sir, final made it. Yes, sir, old Milford Avery Spears final made it. All my life I've always had a hankering to be a millionaire for some reason or other, and now I final made it.
Well, are you sure you're a millionaire, Grandpap?
I've made a fortune, ain't I? And when you made a fortune, by Jiminy, you're a pigeon-toed millionaire. That's me, Milford Spears, the Banana King. Here, Lum, have a banana. One for you, too, Abner.
Oh,
go ahead
yeah,
and eat them. Ain't a seed in them nowhere.
Much obliged, Grandpap.
Yes, sir, I've made my fortune in banana. So, by Jiminy, I'm going to see that all my friends get banana conscious.
Doggy, this is good, you know it.
Well, Grandpap, you see, that is, you ain't exactly made your fortune yet, hardly.
Why, I have done it. I've made it.
That's the best banana I ever ate, Grandpap.
Well, Grandpap, I'm afraid you don't understand just how the stock exchange business works. You see, it takes time and all that. For instance, that consolidated banana stock you own has taken a drop since yesterday.
He's got another banana, Grandpap.
What do you mean, taking a drop? That stock's went up.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I couldn't wait till I got over here this morning, so Dick Huddleston called up someplace and found out for me. That bow-legged banana stock has leaped up like a spavin-legged kangaroo. I'm a millionaire, I tell you.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
Grandpap, are you sure about this?
Of course I am. Call up Dick Huddleston if you don't believe me. Wait a minute. How come you fellas don't know that? You're a stock exchange, ain't you?
Well, yeah, but our telegraph outfit was busted this morning.
Busted? Why, it's working all right a minute ago, Lum.
Catch up, Abner.
Why, Jiminy, it feels good to be rich. Have another banana, Abner. Eat all you want. They won't hurt you.
Don't mind if I do. Are these them consolidated bananas?
Yeah, they must be. The rate I'm making money off of them, I must own half the bananas in this country by now. You know what I'm going to do, Abner?
No, what?
I'm going to write to the company and have them stamp my name on every single banana they make.
Well, good for you, Grandpap. You better tell them not to stamp too hard, though. Well, them things squash pretty easy, I think.
Oh, I don't care if they do squash a few of them, rich as I am. Lum, old boy, let me shake your hand. You're the feller that made me rich by selling me that stock. I'll never forget you for this, no, sir.
Well, Grandpap, there's something I ought to explain to you, sort of.
Oh, that can wait, Lum, old friend. I just wanted to sit around and feel rich for a while. By the way, is anything you fellers want? A new house, or a gold watch, or an airplane, or a saxophone, or something like that. How about it, Abner?
Well, you ain't got any more bananas with you, have you?
No, but I can write to my company and tell them to send you all you can eat.
Tell them to send me a stock.
All right, sir. I'll do that.
Oh, but I love them.
I think of something else you want now.
Yeah, let's see, y'all.
I got to figure out ways to spend all this money I've made so that I don't have to pay so much income taxes.
No, well, if it'll help you any, Grandpap, it's the, I don't believe we've got an airplane. Well, I don't know how to drive one of them, though, neither.
Oh, I'll hire an airplane driver to learn you how. Now, what do you want, Mom? Make it something expensive.
Well, Grandpap, there's something I ought to tell
you. Reckon you could get me a red airplane, Grandpap. Red's always been my favorite color.
Abner, for goodness sakes, Grandpap can't buy you no red airplane or no other color.
I can, don't it? I'll get you two of them if you want them, Abner. One for yourself and one for your woman. Take a trip together.
No, I don't know, Grandpap. I don't believe you could ever get Elizabeth in one of them contraptions. You know how servative and old-timey she is.
Aye, Granny, this is Winsboro
now.
I'm
going
to put a stop to this silly talk right here.
Well, I know how you feel, Lum, but it ain't no more than right that I share my fortune with you. After all, you was the fellers that helped me make it, you and the bananas.
Well, we're just proud to have did it for you, Grandpap, old pal. And I know the bananas are, too.
Abner, what in the world's the matter with you? Grandpap ain't got no fortune, and you know it.
Doggy Lum, you can't talk to my old friend and chum that way. Don't forget, he's a banana king.
Abner, don't you recollect what we was talking about before Grandpap come in here?
Huh?
You know what I mean. Something we was supposed to do and never done.
Yeah, let's see now. What was that? I was supposed to sleep out this morning, but I done that.
Well, I've got to be running along. I want to go around and see some other friends and hand out a few more bananas.
Well now, wait a minute, Grandpap. Before you go, I want to give you something. Here are your $200.
Oh, no. You keep it. I don't want it, Lum.
He don't need it, Lum.
Well, don't this mean nothing to you, Grandpap? Don't you know what that $200 is?
Why, sure, some of the profits you made for me on my banana stock, but I don't want to tote it around with me. From now on, I want you to handle all my money. You've proved to me that I couldn't get a smarter financials in the whole country. If I want to buy anything, I'll just send the bills to you.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. I want you to take this $200 because it belongs to you.
I know it does, but I don't want it, Lum. Just take that $200 and slap a few thousand more with it and buy me a whole lot more Consolidated Bananas Limited. Yeah, I see you fellas limited.
Yeah, so long, King, old boy.
Well, just a second, Grandpap.
That dog is he happy, ain't he? What do you know about that? I never thought I'd live to know a millionaire personal. I'm sure glad he's my friend.
Edmund, for goodness sakes, he ain't no millionaire. Don't you recollect we never got that stock for him?
Huh?
He don't own a nickel's worth of that stock.
Oh, but wait a minute, that's right. How come me to forget that?
What did he mean when he went out the door and said goodbye, Limited?
Oh, he's got that banana stock on his mind. I wonder he hadn't said goodbye bananas.
For a millionaire.
He's spoosty over stuff like that.
Well, when he got to talking about buying you our plane there, you just got carried away with your trouble.
Well, Lum, we ought to have told him we never bought that stock.
Well, what do you think I was trying to do there? He just wouldn't listen.
Well, what are we going to do now?
I don't know, but I think the thing for us to do is to take Grandpap's $200 and scrape up every cent we can
and
get.
And skip out, huh?
No, sink the whole thing in bananas. All right, Grannies, we might as well all be millionaires.
Certainly sounds like a great idea, but I hope that our stockbrokers remember that many a man has skidded on bananas. I wonder who'll be on the financial skids next. Be sure to join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.